bring you a 3-minute digest of what happened in China's business sector. This is China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Hello everyone, I'm Stephanie Lee. Coming up on today's program, China's international services trade highlights growth potential of Chinese services industry and allure to foreign investment. And two ministries propose an action plan on shoring up high-end manufacturing in electronics and IT. Here's what you need to know about China in the past 24 hours. Introducing new products, services, and technologies. Announcing cooperations with Chinese partners and exchanging ideas at forums. The hustle and bustle of foreign exhibitors at the ongoing 2023 China International Fair for Trade in Services has painted an inspiring picture of China's foreign investment magnetism. Also, several hundred Asia-listed companies brought their latest offerings in the services sector on display. Telecommunications, computers and information, finance, culture and tourism, sport, supply chain and business, engineering, consulting and construction, health and the environment. China's value-added services output went up 6.4% year-on-year in the first half of 2023, data from the National Bureau of Statistics showed in July. The growth rate accelerated by 1 percentage point from the pace recorded in the first quarter. The fast-growing services sector will provide new growth impetus to China, underpinning the world's second-largest economy amid downward pressure, said industry insiders and experts while attending the fair. The 2023 CIFTIS, held in Beijing from September 2nd to 6th, has attracted over 500 global Fortune 500 companies and industry-leading enterprises. And many of them are eyeing growing opportunities amid the country's innovation-driven development and open-up endeavors. At the booth of Qualcomm China, visitors flocked to interact with an artificial intelligence model via a mobile phone, asking it to draw pictures. Qualcomm will also release a white paper related to AI technology offline at the fair on Tuesday. We attach great importance to the CIFTIS, as it is a crucial platform to showcase innovations, share experience, and promote cooperation, said Meng Pu, chairman of Qualcomm China. During this year's CITIFS, China reaffirmed its commitment to promoting high-standard opening up and advancing Chinese modernization on all fronts through high-quality development, a step further in strengthening cooperation to propel global economic recovery. The sound foundation of China's economic growth remains unchanged, and its determination to open up has shored up the confidence of multinationals to tap into the Chinese market, said Jackie Zhu, vice president of KPMG China, adding that China is still a popular destination for global investors. Moving on to some regional highlights. 84 investment projects with contracts worth over 213.8 billion yuan have been signed at the China Smart Expo that kicked off Monday in Chongqing Municipality, said the organizer. The project covers smart connected electric vehicles, biopharmaceuticals, software and information services, new energy and new energy storage technologies. Scheduled until Wednesday, this year's expo focuses on smart connected new energy vehicles. Greater Bay Area Greater Future. Head of the Hong Kong Monetary Authority said Monday the city will explore cooperation opportunities with the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia when their respective delegations visit the city later this year. Eddie Yu said the regulator is also working with banks to promote more participation from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the Middle East in Hong Kong's offshore renminbi market. Hong Kong is also studying the possibility of allowing mainland investors to eventually participate in the dual counter-trading service via the Stock Connect investment channel that connects the Hong Kong, Shanghai and Shenzhen stock exchanges, Yu said. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee announced on Tuesday that a fireworks display will be held once again to mark National Day next month, the first time in 5 years. The October 1st display over Victoria Harbour was first suspended in 2019 and also got cancelled in the subsequent years due to the COVID pandemic. German chemical giant BASF started construction of its syngas plant at the Verbund site in Zhenjiang, China on Monday. The The company will adopt unique process concept in the syngas plant, which is scheduled to be up and running in 2025 to reduce carbon emissions compared to conventional syngas plant, contributing to BASF's sustainability goals, it said. The facility will produce syngas and hydrogen for captive use with BASF's production Verbund, which will be BASF's largest investment with up to 10 billion euros upon completion, as well as the company's third largest Verbund site worldwide. 13 pilot programs from Guangzhou was listed as the best pilot programs for opening up the service sector, according to a promotion conference on greater openness in the services sector, part of the 2023 China International Fair for Trade in Services. Those pilot programs involved fields such as financial innovation, green development, and professional services. Next on Industry and Company News, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology and the Ministry of Finance have released an action plan for stabilizing the country's electronics and information manufacturing sector between 2023 and 2024, so that the industry could play a bigger role in driving manufacturing growth and contribute to early realization of industrial development goals. The plan proposes that the average added value of the computing, telecommunications, and electronic equipment manufacturing sector will grow by 5% during the period, with the revenue of these enterprises above destiny scale in the sector to exceed 24 trillion yuan. In particular, the shipment of 5G smartphones would account for more than 85% of the country's total phone sale by 2024, while the market share of 75-inch and larger TV sets would surpass 25%, and the output of solar cells would exceed 450 gigawatts. Chinese artificial intelligence company iFlytek said on Tuesday that its large language model SparkTest is officially open to the public after the service was approved by the relevant authorities, becoming the first publicly available LLM launched by an Asia-listed firm. The company said its SparkTest has collaborated with over 10,000 enterprises in exploring the intelligent transformation industries, and more than 12,000 AI assistant applications have been developed covering marketing, creation, programming, chatting, learning, reasoning, and other scenarios. Shares of Chinese chipmakers rallied on the second day after Huawei officially kicked off offline sales for its latest flagship Mate 60 Pro on Sunday, triggering a buying spree. Shipment of Mate 60 Pro phones are reportedly raised to about 15 to 17 million. Huawei CEO Ren Zhengfei said in a speech posted on the company's online community on Monday that Huawei is setting up a reserve for top talent, including qualified talent from outside of the industry, in order to promote the company's research and development level. Meanwhile, Huawei announced on Monday the opening of a cloud data center in Riyadh, the Saudi capital, as part of its effort to expand its online service offerings in the Middle East. Luckin Coffee said on Tuesday that it sold more than 5.42 million cups of the alcohol-infused latte it rolled out with Guizhou Maotai on the first day of its launch, setting a new sales record for the Chinese coffee chain. Luckin said sales of the single item on Monday topped 100 million yuan. It far outsold the company's previous hit, such as the cheese latte that sold 1.31 million cups on its launch day and a coconut cloud latte that sold 660,000 cups. Chinese construction engineering giant China Petroleum Engineering and Construction has won a $325 million US contract to expand the capacity of a crude oil central processing facility of a large onshore oil field in the United Arab Emirates. CPECC will build the ninth processing station of the Babu Oilfield's crude oil CPF, operated by Abu Dhabi National Oil Company Onshore, parent company China Petroleum Engineering Corporation announced late yesterday. The project is part of the UAE's P5 production increase plan, which aims to raise the daily output of the Babu oil field from 485,000 buckets to 576,000 buckets. The new output increase will fully depend on the knife processing station built by CPECC, the parent company noted. Switching gears to financial news. The Shanghai Stock Exchange signed a memorandum of understanding with the Saudi Exchange yesterday to explore cooperation opportunities in cross-listing, financial technology, environment, social and governance, data exchange and research. This is expected to promote diversity and inclusiveness in the two markets, as well as facilitate the listing of companies and the dual listing of exchange-traded funds. Wrapping up with a quick look at the stock market, Chinese stocks fell on Tuesday with a benchmark Shanghai Composite and the Shenzhen Component edged down 0.7%. Hong Kong stocks tumbled as the benchmark Hang Seng Index sank 2.1% and the tech index dropped 2.6%. That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow on China Business Now by 21st Century Business Herald. Goodbye.